An Engineering Rush, the game. In our time, almost every simulation is not for education, but computer games. If play goes bad, players restart. Since we're here, things are going all right, and the nasty chances haven't happened because the player restarted. Or groups of player wore along the entangled net to the winner's declaration. Hawking, the universe in a nutshell, might say, if I can find my blasted copy, all things can happen, do happen. There's a parallel universe where Bolivia wins all the Olympic gold. But when we play computer games or read about a novel star, I swear the characters, the one we're meant to play or read, are archetypal, elemental, how the ancient Greeks made their gods. The players have adventures, starting with a simple task, gaining more complexity in some fake simplicity of fighting dread evil. At this ephemera, Abu Nidal died in violence a day or so ago. He, Bin Laden's godfather of masturbation. I guess the game is to catch Bin Laden. He'll have to continue his evil knowing he's doomed to defeat, because those playing the game and chasing him can always restart any section he wins. The immediate gods, the old Greek gods, the Hindu gods, the Shinto gods, the archetypal gods, the players, will slaughter him and end our stage of the game. And others will play the game again, and he'll fail again and die again and be played again. Reincarnation, a life of evil ever repeated, never finding end. We, the irrelevant extras, the artificial witnesses, will come and go according to the game's designs in reruns, replays, sometimes in, sometimes out, eventually nirvana. Bin Laden has no choice to be the evil star. He'll find nothing. It seems the Buddha was right.